have the spirit say that this is how it speaks.
That's the liberal part, isn't it? I think it's endorsed this New York killer.
Tom Vail on 90.
Tom, Mr. President.
How you getting along?
Oh, just fine. Looks like you had a great day yesterday in Detroit.
We did, we did. How's Ohio coming?
Oh, all right, it's coming. I think you're gaining.
Well, that's cheerful. I believe we're doing all right over the country. Things look good. Walter Annenberg told me this morning we're doing pretty good in Pennsylvania, and he's going to come out for us on the 11th. And Steele did yesterday in Chicago. I believe that we're moving ahead. Hubert's here. Told me that he was out in Ohio and had a good visit.
Oh, great. Yes, he did a wonderful job. Well, we're getting around. We're going to have some kind words to say about you, and I think it's going to be around Sunday.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well,
that's,
you know,
that's just between us.
I'll keep it that way, but you know, these ball games, after the we started the first quarter up at Atlantic City, and now we're in the second quarter, and I don't want to wait till the half.
Well, I'm with you 100%.
Next time you come down to Washington, I hope that you won't pick a day that I'm going into the Tonkin Gulf.
Yeah, boy, what a day that turned out to be.
You come on down here and let me buy you a drink sometime the next few weeks, and let's have a little visit.
I would love to do it, Mr. President, and I want to say this to you, that I think that as the campaign progresses, that you are continually gaining and your opponent is continually losing. I think the more he says and the more he campaigns, the more he slips.
Well, Lou Harris shows this morning, in the morning, it's a Newsweek too, but in his morning poll, he shows that 45%, 1% of the people in this country consider themselves radical. 45% of the people consider Goldwater radical. And the fellow comes out and urges a $5 billion reduction in the budget. We have hell to keep from adding $5 billion on account of our increase in population and our increased needs. Last year, I kept it right where it was the year before. I had $1 billion under Kennedy, but they added $5 billion. Kennedy had to increase it $5 billion a year for each year he was in as the population increased. But he says he's going to cut it back $5 billion.
Right.
In the next breath, he jumps on us for cutting out 500 obsolete military establishments, says he's not going to cut back any of them.
Right.
And the next breath, today, he says that he's going to cut income taxes 25%, 5% a year for 5 years. And last year, he voted against any reduction on the ground that it was fiscally unsound.
Oh, gosh.
Now, the poor fellow, he has his problems that way, and we don't want to quarrel about them, but I don't see, it looks like that'd get through to the people, and I believe it is.
I definitely think so. And I wrote a column in the Plain Dealer yesterday, or Sunday, about this. You know, I hear a lot about this white backlash, and in a city like Cleveland, where you have a lot of nationality groups, there's a lot of conversation about it. But I think you're going to end up that the peace and prosperity issue is going to mean more to everyone than these few radicals that that are making a lot of noise. Isn't that your feeling about it?
Yes. We had Gallup study the backlash and the frontlash. He's coming out this week with the backlash is 8%. He came out Sunday with the frontlash was 27%.
Oh, that's great.
So one out of every three Republicans is supporting us as of now. And if we get a few fellas like you endorsing us, we'll have one out of every two.
You betcha. Well, you can count on it. And I'll tell you something else, that I think that, as you know, in the state of Ohio, what you're up against is that the Republicans are very highly organized.
Yep.
And
yep.
Have been very ably organized. Yep. From a professional point of view.
Yep.
Now, what I'd like to see is to see the Democrats organize in the long run just as well.
We will. I don't know that we can do it in 7 weeks between now and then, but we've got to, when we do this thing, we've got to bring in people who who will sign up on the basis of doing what's best for America, and that are not deeply vicious, mean partisans, but who look at what's best for the country. And then we've got to bring in some new faces all over this land, and keep moving, but move without getting both feet off the ground.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Here's a fellow who wants to say hello to you, Tom.
Who's that?
Hello, Tom.
Senator?
How are you, old boy?
I'm sorry I missed you yesterday morning.
Well, I just figured, you know, I got down there in Ohio, I might get a hold of you and get a chance to have free lunch with you or something.
I'd love it. You can count on it. I hope when you come in and out, I told the fellows that I want you to have... Call me anytime, because I'd love to get together with you.
Good.
I can't, while you're campaigning, I can't meet you publicly, because that's a little...
Well, we'll have to keep you hidden out and keep me away from you there.
Listen, but I can, but privately...
sure, I know that.
And I wanted to get together with you there at the convention, but that bar held us apart.
Wasn't that something? God, I tell you, it was really a rough place.
Listen, I'm glad to... I want to tell you something interesting. I thought your speech to the convention was a really brilliant political stroke, and I've been living around men in public life for 15 years, but the idea of saying that, not that most people voted for this legislation, but that most Republicans voted for this legislation.
Yes,
yes. That was a great stroke.
Yeah.
It was a great speech. I didn't have a chance to tell you that.
Well, thank you very much. Well, Tom, listen, keep in touch with us, will you?
Okay.
You know, we're going to really need you around here now.
I know it. Well, I've got a lot of things to do in the state of Ohio, and I want to, we're going to get behind you guys, and I just told the president that, not to worry about it, but to keep it off the record.
Yes, sir. I tell you, our problem out there is, you know, that we got some ticket problem, you know, locally.
Yes.
And we got, in other words, ordinarily in some states, you've got an awfully strong ticket that can kind of pull you along.
Right.
But there we got our problems.
Well, you got young Bob Taft,
yeah.
Who I think is going to win.
That's right. That's what I mean.
And then, of course, you've got Senator Lauschy, who goes off time.
Yes, that's...
You know better than anybody.
That's right.
Senator Young, I don't know what he is.
No. So we're going to have to rely on our friends and carry a lot of the water ourselves.
Got one here, as you know.
Well, I know that, Tom.
We're trying to, if anything I can do with the plane dealer is to try and raise the stature of people in public life, and I hate to say this to a non-Ohioan, but we need some raising out.
Yeah.
And we're going to get about it.
Well, listen, the president said be sure to send a couple of extra copies of that paper now.
I'll do it.
All right, Tom.
It won't be till next Sunday.
We understand.
Okay.
Very, very good, Tom.
Delighted to talk with you.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.